Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies
welcome
of blue
from the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call, and we will do everything we can to help you out, as always. It's my least favorite day of the year, where it is daylight savings time, where we spring forward. For some reason, I had it stuck in my head that we were going to gain an hour up until yesterday morning, and then I went, huh, that's no fun. But anyways, here we are, an hour ahead of what we were yesterday. Lost an hour of sleep, but we gain an hour of sunlight, which is the best part. It's going to be a little darker this morning, but at night, it's going to be so much better. That's one of the better parts of it. I mean, I can't complain. We're still here. We're on the right side of the ground. We're doing everything we can to be around, but I swear, it's one of those days you just... It happens. You're like, oh, I'm losing an hour sleep. I just want sleep. Anyways, I just want to talk about the garden. So, it's looking like, you know, spring is really on its way. It's really getting close. It's, you know, technically we're still almost 2 weeks away. It's under 2 weeks at this point, but we're getting very close to spring here, and it's starting to feel it. You know, there's some times where it's like, ooh, it's a little cold, but we've had some real good temperatures lately, and it's looking like it's going to be a lot of the same in the future here going forward. We're starting to really feel those good temperatures, so it's exciting, right? It's we're getting so close to spring, to that wake up of outside, so we can start getting out there a little bit more. You know, I think last Sunday, I might have done it Saturday, but then I did some more today, yesterday. You know, went out and cleaned up some leaves that had been in the yard for the winter months, right? In an area that is not an area that is going to affect the pollinators, right? So it was in an area that I know for a fact is not going to do any damage to the pollinators because of where it is. So I made sure of that, right? I didn't want to affect the pollinators, but it was more in the lawn area, right? Because you've heard us talking in the past few weeks with Karen from Natural Alternative, and then just in general, that leaves and debris on the lawn will cause more damage than, if they were in perennial beds or gardens, etc. Now, I've left the leaves in the garden beds and all of those things, but just in the backyard, I cleaned up because it needed it, right? It was just one of those things where can't go out there because the kids are, want to start playing out in the backyard. The dog wants to walk around, do all those things, but when there's all these sticks and everything, you do some things to clean it up. Now, like I said, I haven't removed any of the leaves from any planting areas, as I know that those were the areas that the pollinators are going to live. I've put everything more towards the woods, where there's not really much going on there. I've even added to some of the layers of the leaves that I left in a corner, right? You've heard me talk about this before, that instead of leaving the leaves on the lawn, push them to the edges. Push them to a spot where it's a little bit more protected. So what I've done is added to those layers, so it's even more protected. Will it do some good? I think it will. Will it do some damage? I don't think so. I think it's more going to help protect just in case we get any more of those, cold days, which it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot of cold days, here and there, but not full days, right? So some things to keep in mind. Still okay to clean the yard, do all those things. We just got to keep in mind what we're doing and when we're doing it, right? But the warm temperatures are getting us ready and getting us out there. Getting us thinking about getting the yard cleaned up. And I'm noticing, some of the green blades of grass starting to pop and starting to show in the yards. I'm noticing it, as you drive by. It is funny to see where, some people have like a leaching field or, in their front yard because it's just bright green. Just that one spot is bright green. It's kind of interesting to watch. The other thing that's going on is there's been a lot of rain again in this area where I am. We've had a good amount of rain. So what's happening is the lawn is already getting saturated. It's not affected by a lot of as much of the cold because it's not frozen, right? There's a lot to it, but things are looking good for the yard. I think with any of the rain that we get and continue to get, it's only going to benefit the lawn this spring. Now, I'm still concerned about some of the trees, especially in my area, and that's one of the reasons why I've been cleaning up the debris, right? There's so much debris that has been in my yard. It's a lot of sticks and just small pieces of trees that I've needed to clean up. And so it adds to it. My concern as we continue on into the spring, especially with more rain, is some of these trees. I'm constantly looking up in the backyard and I'm consistently seeing more branches on trees that just don't look so good. It's easier to see now, obviously, because of the fact that there's no leaves on the trees yet. But a couple months from now, I'm going to be able to look up and not really see that, or even a month from now. So right now, for me, I'm looking at the tops of the trees to kind of determine, all right, which one doesn't look so good and could be, could have the possibility of falling anytime during the season. This is the time, if that's what you have, if you have a wooded area that's on the outskirts of your property or part of the property, look up. See which ones could have damage. And maybe it's looking at it and marking them so that you can see if they have, you know, for in the future, you can cut them if necessary, right? So if you see that it's going, you know, having the issue, but you don't have time right now to cut them down or get them even looked at, right? Mark them. Mark the ones that you know need to be removed at some point. Because I know I don't have time right now to do any of that. We're getting into the early starts of spring here. And so I know that I'm not going to have a lot of time to do it until later on in the season. And that's when I'm not going to be able to see really where the leaves are. Where the leaves aren't, really, because that's going to tell you where to determine it. So these are some things that I've been looking at doing right now because I know that I'm going to need to do some work. And, you know, I'm not sure about you guys, but when I... Spring is so busy for me, especially with my full-time job. I don't get to do a lot of this work until summer. I really don't. So I got to plan ahead, and just looking up right now is one of my things to do. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll take a break. We will be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were talking before the break of what I'm doing, right? I'm looking at the trees around me, that type of thing. But, you know, what the real idea behind this is, you know, we're planning ahead. We're thinking of what we're going to do next, what we're going to do with the next season, and what we need to worry about going forward, right? And it's just planning everything out. And that's part of what I'm doing. Just, I'm looking at the trees because I know long term that could affect everything. So, you know, for you, it could be something different. It could be, you know, looking at an area and saying, I'm going to redo this whole area. Or I'm going to put a veggie garden here. Or I'm going to add a lawn. Those are all things we need to be thinking about now. While we have that, you know, a little bit of time. And while nothing has started to pop or bloom or any of those things, so that outside is a little easier to look at and access. So, you know, just thinking ahead is one of the things that I have always preached here, and I just say it almost all the time, about thinking about that next season of what you're going to be doing. So, you know, that's my goals right now for this upcoming season of what I'm going to do. I want to be able to, you know, take care of it. And then at the same time, to be honest with you, you know, one of the things I really want to do is I'm protecting, you know, the family out there. You know, my family, when they go outside, they don't have to worry about some of these trees falling, right? So, you know, your priorities kind of change, and they kind of say, all right, it's going to be this or this. But right now, that's the main reason why I'm looking at this. So, you know, I try to get ahead in the season. And that's where we look at, you know, some pruning ahead of time. We look at getting some, you know, cleanups done early, all those types of things. So that's why I bring it up. That's why we talk about it so often, as I think it is very necessary to look at those things. At the same time, you know, we're doing some of that early cleanup. We're doing some of that tree work. We're doing some of that, you know, cleaning in some of the shrubs in the area. You're seeing some dead and damaged. We're cleaning it up. Those are things you can start doing now because of the fact that we're so close to spring. I mean, we're about 10 days at this point, right? So it's so nice to be close to that. You know, the weekly, you know, forecast here has really, you know, is starting to look good. You know, our temperatures in the 50s, even hitting some 60s. Not a lot of low numbers at night. You know, it's looking like maybe in 10 days, you know, when spring hits, we'll have some cold weather. It's kind of interesting how that happens, right? But we're not far from spring and being able to do all of it, right? Getting out there, doing some more. So it's exciting right now because of the fact that, you know, spring is all new beginnings, new everything. So these are all things we want to think about so we can get those things accomplished this season, this year. You know, making goals in the yard is a great way to make sure you get these things done. You know, I'm excited because of the fact that we can get out there soon and do, you know, just some cleanups. Just doing some of the cleanup that I did yesterday and some last Saturday or Sunday, it just feels so good. It just feels so good to clean up and do those things. So, you know, I hope that feels the same way for you. Sometimes it is work, I get it. But we'll keep on keeping on. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Update. President Biden and former President Trump both speaking in Georgia Saturday night. Biden in Atlanta, Trump in the town of Rome.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Instead of celebrating the contribution of immigrants to our country, to our economy, and our communities, Donald Trump calls them vermin.
President Biden telling MSNBC in a sit-down interview he should not have used the word illegal to describe the illegal alien accused of killing 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Instead, he tells the left-leaning network he should have used the word undocumented during his State of the Union speech to describe the suspect here in our country illegally from Venezuela. Biden also called her Lincoln Riley instead of her real name, which is Lakin. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. It's daylight savings time. So we lost an hour last night, but that's okay. We're going to gain it when it comes to the sunlight later today, which is exciting. It's just, doesn't feel exciting first thing in the morning, right? You look at it and you say, oh, I just lost an hour of sleep. But is what it is. Anyways, so, couple things. I've been saying these past couple weeks. Now, if you are listening to us and you don't always get us on the radio, you know, go to our website at paulperrin.com. On the top there it says listen live and podcast. Right on the top there, that's where you can listen to us live every Sunday. So every Sunday you can listen right on the computer. Or you can listen to some of the old shows. Right, so real easy to do once you click on the top tab. It'll bring you to the next page where there will be those two options, listen live or podcast. Then it'll bring you to the GCN network page where you can listen to us. Then, for those of you who are on a delay, you know, an hour or 2 hour delay or a week delay, realize that I am live every Sunday, even if you're hearing some of the talk that seems like the week before. I'm still there, it's just a delay. So you can still call me, you can still ask questions, and, you know, as I've said the past few weeks, the cool thing is the next week you can listen to it, so that you can hear maybe something that you might have missed out on when you were on the radio talking with me, right? So there's some cool things from it. So just want you to realize that no matter what, every Sunday, I am here. Just might be delayed at some points in some areas. So just something to keep in mind as we move forward with the show here. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And that doesn't change either, right? So keep it. You know, it's going to be the same each week. So it shouldn't, you know, affect any of that. So just remember that phone number stays the same as always. We're always here on Sundays. So we look forward to talking with you each week, giving you more and more information about what's going on in the garden. We're not far, as I've said, from spring, but we're also not far from, you know, getting out there and doing some pruning that's not the dead and damaged or the cross branches or sucker growth. We're almost at that time frame. We're in late winter, early spring. So, you know, some of it is that time of year. But like roses, right? Those are a early spring pruning. But we're just not there yet. So we want to wait till around, you know, the 10th of April or so. My father used to say, wait till the Red Sox come back to play for real in Boston. Seems like year after year, it's earlier that they come back. But we want to wait till about that time frame. It's usually around April 10th, April 15th-ish. Once that time frame hits, then it's time to be pruning your roses back. Could it be a little earlier? Probably. But I think that's a good time frame to look at and say that's when I start a lot of my cleanups. And it's all going to, you know, it's going to change on the year. This year we're very ahead temperature-wise and, you know, soil temperatures, etc. Our soil temperatures are in the 40s right now. You know, I was looking at the soil temperatures earlier in the week, talking with a couple of guys that I work with, and we were all just like, you know, look at how high the temperatures are right now in the soil. I mean, at one point last week, the soil temperatures were close to 55 degrees. And you've heard me say this, you know, 55 degree temperatures in the soil consistently is when crabgrass starts to germinate, when lawns start to germinate, all of those types of things. You know, new grass will start to germinate. It needs to be consistent. It needs to be 3 days in a row. And we never really got that average of the 55 degrees for 3 days. But it's been interesting to watch. You know, this is the time where it's like, when's the best time to put that crabgrass preventer down? We're not there. We're still some time away. As I look at the temperatures here, yesterday was 37 in the soil, whereas currently it's 44. So it's all over the place, the ups and downs. And so it's just showing how close we are for spring to break. Now, I know it's enough to just take care of the temperatures that are outside and, you know, worry about that versus, you know, worrying about the soil. But for me, I want to know when everything's getting ready so I can share that with you guys. So you know, all right, this is the time to put the right product down. This is the time to take care of this, etc., right? We're getting close. We are getting real close. So what that means, it's almost time to put that spring fertilizer down. It's almost time to start getting out there and doing a little bit more than just cleaning up the debris and cleaning up the leaves. We are so close. You can almost feel it out there. So we'll continue to feel that and see that the next, looks like, couple weeks. We won't be ready to put a lot of this down yet. So don't, you know, I wouldn't put any fertilizers down just yet. Maybe, you know, southern New England and parts of, like, Connecticut. Lower parts of, you know, Rhode Island a little bit. But as I watch, as I look, you know, the temperatures are fluctuating so much in the soil, it's just not ready yet. But it's the excitement of this time of year where you're starting to see those things happen. You're starting to see trees and shrubs bud up a little bit. You're starting to see the lawn almost wake up, right? It's exciting. But I don't want you to get out there too quickly, too early. Put a product down that could lead to either more damage or just a waste of time and effort and money. Because the earlier you put something down and you wake up the lawn and you get it pushed, and if something were to happen weather-wise, where we had like a freak snowstorm or a couple days where it's cold, and we've woken up the lawn, and the lawn starts growing, starts showing green, then we have an issue like that, and then it causes more damage because of the fact that we didn't let the lawn wake up on its own. And with the amount of rain we've been having, if you were to put fertilizer down and it gets watered in, it's getting to those spots that are going to wake up the lawn. So we're still in that waiting game. As much as, you know, excitement of just watching the temperatures change for the better, we need to just hold back a little bit, knowing that it's going to happen. Just don't do it yet. Just don't do it yet. Let everything happen. Let it wake up on its own. Worry about some of the other things that are going on in the yard, doing that cleanup. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time. We're just getting started here. It's only 6:45, so we have plenty of time for you guys to give us a call. You're probably, honestly, if I wasn't doing the show, I'd still be sleeping. I know that it's an hour early. This whole daylight savings time is great. It does benefit us. It's just the first day is usually the hardest. So and it's been, I will say this, you know, I said it last week, but it seems like everybody's been sick. So it's just that spring aspect of getting here is just not coming soon enough. You know, my work, there were at least 6 or 7 people out of the office almost every day this week. It was just, you know, something going around that's been all over the place. And everybody I talked to, there's a lot of people have been sick. So, you know, we want these fluctuations in temperatures, too, to get into some of the warmer temps. So we can open up the windows, air out some of the house, get rid of some of the germs, you know, those types of things, right? We're getting there. It's just not yet. So we'll be there soon. We'll be getting to that next level very soon. You know, just got to keep on going. Just keep on moving here. Now, coming up at 8 o'clock today, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. We're going to have some good stuff to talk about. as always, every time that Karen's on here, we have a good conversation, right? We're going to touch base a little bit on soil tests. We'll talk about, full fertilizer programs as always. But we need to, talk about their inhibitor, right? Their pre-emergent control and soil conditioners, what we can be doing in the spring. Is it adding lime? Is it adding sulfur? Is it adding both, right? What are these things going to do to help us? So we're going to talk to her at about 8 o'clock today. So it's definitely something to look forward to, because it's really going to be a lot about the lawn. And, the lawn is one of the things we usually focus on first in the spring. We look at the lawn because we know we have to do certain things before crabgrass germinates, or we want to get it early enough so we don't miss that window. So we're going to talk a lot about the lawn today at 8 o'clock. So if you have lawn questions, and you're thinking about it, wait till maybe listen to that. That might help you a little bit. Now we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Fall Baron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you're looking for some things to do as spring hits here, you know, we've talked about it already, but, you know, kind of go down a list of things that, you know, kind of like a checklist and say, all right, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? So we're looking at, you know, pruning, you know, most of the deciduous trees and shrubs this, you know, this spring. And that has an exception. The exception to that is any spring bloomers, right? So anything that's going to bloom in the spring, those are the ones that we don't want to prune. You know, some of those spring blooming deciduous azaleas, right? We don't want to do that right now. We want to wait on those. Now, you know, pruning, you know, while it is dormant, allows the plant itself to recover before that spring growth really hits, right? Before it goes crazy and has its, you know, time frame of waking up, etc., we can prune some of those. You know, it also, what it does is, you know, it lessens the issues, the potential issues that it could have with, you know, insects, fungus, bacteria, all of those things. So doing some of this will help that. It's also, as we've, you know, talked about a few times as well, it's easier to see what's going on when there's no leaves on the tree. Right? When there's no leaves on the trees, you can see these cross branches. You can see where some of that dead and damaged is. You can see where some of those issues are, so you can get into those areas a little bit easier. So that's another reason, right? As always, you start with the dead and damaged, then get any of the cross branches. Take a look at, you know, even any of the unhealthy branches. You'll be able to see the difference. Sometimes the branches will have almost a different color to them. The texture is a little different. I'm not talking about, you know, seeing lichen on the tree. Lichen is that, you know, silvery green moss on it. That's not showing something that is, you know, unhealthy. I mean, it has a little bit to do with it, but not always. Sometimes it just grows on trees and it's aesthetically unpleasing. It has nothing to do with, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do with the dead or damaged part of it, right? So, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you see a branch that almost has a discoloration in certain areas, you can tell that that branch is not going to make it. You know, I use the example of like a Japanese maple, because some of the dead branches almost turn like a silvery color. And so it's very easy to see when where there are dead branches. But before you go in and prune them off, and, you know, some of them almost feel like you could just snap them, leaving just a little piece on there. What I want you to do is take a look at the discoloration right below where it's dead and where, you know, right below where it's dead, and then right above where it's alive. You'll see almost a line in the branch itself, and you'll see the difference in the color. And so we always want to prune into a viable, a good branching structure. Because if we still prune into the dead, it's not cleaning out all the dead and damaged. It's leaving it there and leaving a gap. Whereas if we prune into where it is living, that area might regrow for you and be more beneficial. So just think about it that way. Anyways, we'll talk more about this as time goes on. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.